Yep, we're recording. Gotcha.
Okay, I'm gonna call this meeting to order. The regular meeting of the board of directors for January 11th, 2018. Opening ceremonies, can you call for?
Yes, Director Hudson?
I here.
Director Hoagland?
Present.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Let the record show Director Torlickson and Director Lupe Garcia are absent.
Okay, let's do the pledge of allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That was fun, dear. Okay, so.
Goodness.
Approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I make a motion that we approve the agenda as it stands.
Seconded.
Okay.
Okay, Director Hudson?
Yeah, aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
And Director Garcia?
Aye.
Sorry, I'm taking care of someone's call.
Okay, consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by the board member to remove a specific item.
I make a motion that we approve the consent calendar as it stands.
Seconded.
Thank you.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye. Number five, we have no presentations, so we move on to general manager's report. Quick.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. We're moving along with the sale of Clearland property. The contract has been signed, submitted, and they were hoping to open up escrow this week. So things are going along as we hope they would, and we hope that they continue to proceed according to schedule. I'm meeting with the county next week regarding the CDBG grant application. They will come and interview me, look at the project, the scope of the project, and I'll answer any questions. And then, of course, they will make recommendations to the full board of supervisors for that to be funded, and that comes, you know, later down the road. I think it's maybe in March or something. Just a reminder, it was to replace the perimeter doors and the curtains in the auditorium as part of the overall upgrade of that facility. I'm going to be meeting with Koshlam next week, who want to stop by and talk about Bay Point and the needs of Bay Point and how we play, the district plays a role in fulfilling some of the wants and desires of our community, and just an overall conversation about what role they may be playing. So that'll be going on next week, and I'll be able to report back to the board of the results of that meeting. I applied for an outstanding project award from the California Association of Park and Recreation Commissioners and Board Members for our pool, and what you could do is just put it in, let them review it, and we'll probably be hearing something, you know, I don't know if Director Hoagland knows when that.
The committee hasn't met yet. We talked about it last Wednesday on the call, and ours was one of the ones that they mentioned would have been nominated, but don't know.
Yeah, just like anything else, we just have to wait and see. I'll be meeting with the Eagle Scout this week or next week. My email is down, so I didn't get a response from him today. But he's going to be replacing five boxes at the garden as part of his Eagle Scout project. So he needs to meet with me and present the parameters, and I have to sign off on the project. So it's kind of exciting to have him as a part of the project. The process has been, this has been going on for several months now, but that's part of the process. So looking forward to that. The county will be meeting with in the county in terms of the folks that were working with us with the elections office to make access. Part of that project included the community involvement, and that was the garden also. So they'll be meeting with Jasmine Tin. Jasmine is the one that's been coordinating, the volunteer coordinator with the garden. So they'll be meeting with her next Tuesday to talk more about the garden. So we'll have more information about getting the garden underway for this new season coming up. So it's exciting news. I don't know if you noticed coming in, but the floors always get cleaned right over the furlough. So the carpets get nice and mm-hmm. refreshed, and the auditorium floor, and they do a good job every year. So it's always nice to come back from furlough to see the place a little bit spiffed up. So that's all I have.
Thank you. 7, legal counsel report, we have none. Number 9, public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the board of directors. Written communications received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Do we have any?
No, I don't. You're not going to talk, are you?
No. I thought about it. I had a small announcement.
Why don't you go ahead and it's a small announcement, right? Mm-hmm. 60 seconds.
You do it. I just wanted to extend the invitation to the board and to the staff here at Bay Point. We're having a cold weather clothing giveaway. We've been donated 20 boxes of new jackets, thermals, sweatsuits, socks, underwear, beanies, all that kind of stuff from our wife, Pony. And St. Vincent de Paul is donating a bunch of jackets and stuff. And so I've been extended the invite to all the churches and organizations in Bay Point to be a part of this community giveaway at Fruit of the Spirit on the 20th. So it's at Fruit of the Spirit Church on the 20th from 10 to 2.
What church?
Fruit of the Spirit, my church.
Oh, okay.
700.
By La Finca.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you said 10 to 2, right?
Yes.
Thank
so
you,
can we spread the word to our neighborhood watches and everything? Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Number 9, board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to a specific item being discussed at this time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A, consider selecting a chair and vice chair for 2018 to 2020. give it to you.
You're up next.
Have you thought about maybe doing it for another 2 years?
No, I was going to nominate one of you guys to, and I was, I could be vice chair.
Well,
because I consider being chair, I've never done it.
Okay.
What?
Okay. Madam Chair.
Is that okay if we talk about this?
Yes. That's what you're supposed to
good.
Do.
Good, yeah.
Madam Chair, could I make a motion to talk about having Director Hudson as our chair and Director Torlakson as our vice chair?
I have no problem with that. Is that acceptable to you?
Is that acceptable to you?
Yes.
Okay, well, it was called as a motion.
So I have to second it.
I guess you have to second it.
Somebody
second.
Somebody second.
Director Hudson is chair and Director Torlakson is vice chair.
I second that motion.
Hey, Director Hudson.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Hoglund.
Aye.
Okay.
So we changed moves. So now I'm moving over here and then you are the new chair.
There you go.
The gavel makes it the chair.
Let's make it
easy. Here. Okay. That's. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah. Are you vice chair? All right. Next item. Consider accepting the 2016-2017 auditors presented by Harsh Rowland Company LLC.
Yes. This is Adi and Sahib from Harshwal, and they performed our audit for us, and we did pretty well, I think. Let them speak.
I'm going to read every bit of it.
Hey, don't think I'm rude if I'm not looking at you. I'm looking there.
That's good. Thank you, Board. My name is Adi Harshwal. I'm from Harshwal & Company. First of all, I'd like to thank the board for selecting us as auditors. Last time we didn't get a chance, we were just rushed out. That was quite an interesting process. In fact, that was my first live selection. Usually, we just get a letter, you were selected or you weren't. So, again, I told the whole team how it went, and we were quite surprised and impressed by the process, how quickly and how cleanly that was done. So again, I would like to thank you for the opportunity. And we did conduct the audit for the first year, and it was a really smooth process. I would like to commend Maria. She's excellent. She knows what she's doing, and a lot of institutional knowledge that helped. It wasn't a long field work. We were able to wrap up the field work in less than 2 days. And again, a clean audit report. There are no findings. And I'd like to mention that, yes, it has been a very cordial process on both ends. So zero issues. They were both extremely available on email and answered all our requests on time. And that's why the audit was completed in time and had plenty of time for review. And, I could go briefly over the report, and I'm happy to answer any questions. So I'd like to direct everybody's attention on page 5. This gives us a good overview of what happened. So as we can see, there was an increase in our general fund for $244,232. And then it lists some of our major expenditures in the year. Another positive aspect that I would like to bring to the board's attention is our county pool and the dollar amount that we have in the pool. I will give you the exact number, sir. That's on page, it's in the notes, right?
The notes to accounts and some.
Note 10 on page 28. So we have $768,323. So that's a healthy balance that we have, and it gives us a lot of flexibility as to any fluctuations in our revenue and any major disruption. Although we don't anticipate a lot, but anything that happens in the housing market, anything happens in the community, affects our finances. So that is certainly positive. I mean, those were a few things I wanted to bring to the board's attention. And again, we were quite happy with the entire process and impressed with the whole team's availability.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The thank you guys for doing the audit, and Mary Jane came with the property, so
she forever. Feel like it.
So she has more knowledge than all of us put together. But thank you very much for all your hard work, and we always thank you guys. But thank you again for all your hard work.
And I would like to thank Adi and Saeed because they were very easy to work with too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That was quick.
Yeah, it was really good.
Thank you, Mary Jane.
Thank you, Mary Jane, of course.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for questioning.
Just begin.
Thanks so much. Bunch of thank you. Thank you.
Thanks again.
Thanks, I hate it. See you next year.
Okay. Item C of board matters. Consider authorizing the general manager to send written notice to Pacific Site Management to terminate the contractor agreement for landscape maintenance services effective March 1st, 2018, and issue a request for proposal for landscape maintenance services.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you may recall, we have two different separate contracts for maintenance services. One was for the county parks, and one is what we consider the district parks. For one reason or another, the county parks was renegotiated and it excluded irrigation. And irrigation is one of the primary driving causes of increases in maintenance costs annually. And we have noticed a large expenditure going towards maintenance costs as these infrastructures of irrigation start to get old. And sprinkler heads break, mains finally give in, and they have to actually go and physically dig down and replace a lot of the irrigation components. I think, in my estimation, that if we make one contract, which would be much easier for the district and the company itself, we may get a favorable price. And it's because it's largely a competitive bid, and there's quite a number of companies that are interested in retaining municipalities and government agencies as part of their business. It's no guarantee, but it's just generally been my experience that it comes with the RFP process. In order to do that, we have one that's expiring in March and one that's expiring in June. So the June would need the 30-day written notice to expire at the same time as in March. And at that point, I'll make an agreement with the contractor to go on a month-to-month basis until we actually get a contractor in, based on the results of the RFP. So what I'll do is, with the board's direction, if the board directs me to send the letter, I will also draft an RFP and issue an RFP, and we'll go through the process. We'll come back and we'll have a contract. The board will review the contract and approve it or give me direction at that point. So this is just this is kind of a housekeeping thing to get this thing squared away. The one contract is, well, actually both are expiring, but it just brings it together and we can do this at one fell swoop.
Well, I move that we authorize the general manager to send a written notice to Pacific Site Management to terminate the contractor agreement for landscape maintenance services effective March 1st.
Second.
Okay. Director.
And it just, if you wouldn't mind including the an issue a request for proposal with me.
Initial request for proposal?
Just an issue. You just forgot.
Oh, and issue a request for proposal for landscape maintenance services.
Perfect, thank you.
Excuse me.
That's all right.
Do you have a second on that?
Still second.
Okay.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Holden?
Aye.
Holdland.
All right, moving along.
Okay.
Item D, discussion on considering developing a policy to allow memorial benches, trees, and plaques to be placed in district parks.
Yes, from time to time we'll have a request to put a memorial in our parks, generally for somebody that has recently passed away. We have no provisions, no policy that would allow the general manager to have the public do that. This is common practices in a lot of agencies. They do have policies. I have attached a draft policy just for discussion purposes, and that's what staff is requesting this evening, is that the board provide direction if they are interested in having a policy, if this policy is something that you'd like to build on, if no policy is your preference. but I figured it was an opportune time to have, at least to have this discussion. We do have somebody that made a request recently, and they're having a ceremony in the park in May, and they would like to make a dedication at that time. And I did explain that this process is not a fast process, especially in developing policies. It'll be presented to the board as a discussion item, brought back, and then if there's any changes, it may be a substitute. It could be a 3-month process, and they're aware of that. So anyway, this is the point to begin the discussion.
Madam Chair, the general manager is correct. Most agencies, in fact, probably have a memorial policy. I think that the only concerns I have are that there be some financial obligation on the donory or whatever we're going to call them's point. There is costs involved from us to be involved in and upkeep and all that good stuff, and so there should be some kind of a remuneration. And I can give you an example. In England, being an island, they don't have a lot of space for cemeteries, so they do plant trees in somebody's honor. You get a 5-gallon or 15-gallon tree of a native tree, and there's a plaque that's attached in the outside of the growth line. But that costs that family an appreciable amount of money for that tree to be placed, because they only pay one time. And once we get that tree, we're now stuck, the upkeep of that tree forever. And we hope it lasts as long as the person lived, kind of thing. But it's going to cost us some money. So there needs to be some cost factoring in, and I would say that is up to the general manager, because he's got more experience than on how to do that kind of stuff. But we don't want, it's a great thing to honor our people who have passed away, and I think there are some situations where the board may deem to put in a tree or a plant or a faucet or whatever in someone's name, but that's us as the elected board doing it on behalf of the whole community. It's not us, it's not me putting up a tree for my parent who passed away, as a private person to go say that's my mom and dad's tree.
Right.
So.
Is that something that happens with other districts?
Mm-hmm.
There's a charge, or?
Well, some can be very costly. In the agency that I recently worked for, it was about $8,500, and that contemplated 10 years of maintenance. This policy doesn't include that, because I think it would be cost prohibitive. The suggestion that in the draft, and I just penciled in the word tree here because I noticed it was left out. The cost incurred by the donor would be the cost of the tree or the plaque or the bench, including shipping and installation materials. The cost that the district would provide, the labor to install it. After, once it's in, then it becomes part of our inventory, and it's taken care of just like we do in any other park amenity. So, and then we have control over what tree, what bench, what a plaque. The district retains that right to control that, and we probably want some uniformity with that, with those things, so people can recognize that it is a memorial bench or a memorial plaque. So anyway, that's contemplated in the draft under benches and plaques. We have prior to that it has tree specific information and when they can be planted and all the other information about that.
Memorials will be self-supporting, and all costs will be expense to the donor, including repair or replacement. And the problem with that is that 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, I'm pissed off at who it was that I donored that thing for, and so I don't care that the bridge is broken half. If your fat butt hadn't been on it, that kind of attitudinal thing, which is why I'm saying there needs to be some kind of a cost factor to us, and not the $8,500. I've heard agencies that have, but if that bench breaks, we're going to have to go out and remove it and or, you know, secure it to make sure that it's safe. So we're going to incur some staff time that might otherwise be used for other things. So hundreds of dollars, I would think, would certainly be in line with, you know, a lifetime memorial thing you're leaving there. If we looked at that exact phrase, our current lion's den wouldn't be in the shape it was in, okay?
Right.
Because if we held them to that, that thing would have had to have been fixed 30 times over the last 30 years. And so that's the only thing that, do you understand my concern? I mean.
I do, actually. I understand what you're saying. I know when my husband passed away, we were really avid hikers and did a lot of hiking in East Bay, regional park lands. So I went to them and asked them what kind of opportunities they had. And one of the things they had that was really, I mean, it was still a lot of money, but was any of their benches could be, you could sponsor it. And it was only a 5 year, it was $2,500 for 5 years and you paid for the plaque. So that the bench is already there, you're just paying for the plaque. I don't know what the maintenance is, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, because even my concern at the time was, oh, so this is just for the wealthy and they just could put benches wherever they want. And it wasn't like that. It was where there were benches, you could sponsor a bench. So I like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems like that's the bench
you
already had. Well, this is years ago now, you know, $2,500 for 5 years.
Right, but part of the problem, Madam Chair, is that we don't have that many benches. I mean,
right,
it
yeah.
would be great
exactly.
right now. I mean, you know, the general manager and I have talked about the need, say, in NUDA for more picnic tables or
right.
more benches for the parents to watch the kids play soccer.
Right.
We don't have them
right.
at the moment, okay? So there would be a cost incurred in getting it. But if we say that they are responsible for repairs and replacement, it could get us into a
yeah.
fix. Then I would rather say, you give us X dollars on X thing, whether it's a tree, it's this, and a bench is this, and a water fountain, whatever, in the, okay? So that we make sure that we're whole for the community and that that person knows that they paid for it, but 6 months from now, if the kids take a, you know, spray paint to it, they aren't going to have to come out and fix it. And that is what that kind of says.
It is, right.
That
yeah.
they'd have to come out and repair it.
Right.
The reality is that morning the staff member that saw the tagging on it already had it fixed before you even knew there was tagging on it. And so we had a cost that we incurred before you even knew there was a cost incurred. And the reality is that family should be the ones that should be responsible for paying for it. So that's my only rub with the hugs and kisses and give us the stuff.
And
we'll take care of it.
Yeah. I think there was kind of a weird thing about having public property be up for sale like that. I mean, even though I looked into it, I even thought that was weird. Because how many families couldn't afford to do that, but they hiked as much as we did? There's something weird about that to me. I don't know what, you know, I'm not sure. What about you, Eva? Do you have any concerns?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Maybe I understand. And I like that idea. There was like the 5 year. So,
right.
you know, so if it's a tree or, you know, then it ends.
Right.
Rather than, you know, than charging somebody. I mean, you know, it just weird and I don't know, it just doesn't feel good. And
right.
I know it's
right,
okay.
except that other agencies do it and have been doing it for
right.
years. And the thing is, if you're gonna put a tree out, and we have one right out here in front of the community center right now, okay, that was placed there many, many years ago in honor of someone who the plaque still is there every time I walk up the driveway. Okay. So that tree has outlasted probably a great number of people in that family.
Right.
Okay. And so to ask for, I didn't say thousands, you know, to ask for hundreds of dollars for us to have to maintain something is not, I don't think it's outside the realm of, you know, a tree we hope is going to be as big as that one. Okay. You know, if someone donated a cement picnic table and pad after I got over the stated shock, you know, I guess we could probably come back and say, you know, Henrietta wants to put in a whole picnic outfit, and we'd all say, yeah, we love her, and so we'd waive that fee. But it was a choice that we made because of the asset we were getting. I don't think a tree is necessarily an asset in that sense, like a bench or a picnic table. So it's a great idea, and I think we should do that because, you know, I'm certainly getting close to having to do something like that personally. And so it would be nice to have a policy in hand that says it's for this much money you can have X and know exactly what you're getting.
I know from my perspective, I'd love to hear what May and Lupe have to say about it before we make any kind of permanent decisions.
Well, I don't think that, I think tonight
sure.
We're just
directing
back to him.
Yeah,
and you could direct
me
to come back with
the
policy that reflects some of the comments that you had tonight, and we can refine it even more at that point.
Yeah.
It's.
Can I make sure I understand something, Steve? Are you saying that, let's use the tree example, that you think that somebody, you agree with, that somebody could sponsor a tree and they would be responsible for the maintenance?
That's what it says right there.
But I'm saying you think that.
No.
That's your problem, is that you're saying you think it should be like my East Bay Regional Park thing. I gave
you
$2,500, a plaque's there.
That's right. And you can go back 9 years.
Right.
You can go back 9 years later, and it may still be there
because
someone isn't sitting with
it
on their calendar.
But they're not going to call me in a year and say somebody, put spray paint and
get
the paint for it.
That's right.
So that's your problem, is that you want this to be a one and done, and then whatever we do with it. So we wouldn't agree to have that cement platform table if it wasn't our aesthetic or we didn't like work. We'd have to find it. It'd have to be something that we wanted in the park district.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd want to maintain whatever that thing was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Yeah,
because
I was
really agree with that.
You know, like you were saying about Anuna,
if
someone, you know, comes in and says, you know, I want to make a donation for somebody's name and the table costs $5,000,
right, but that's a situation where that can come back. You know, that's a unique situation. He can bring that back to the board and say, you know, they want to do this table in Henrietta's name, and after we all get over falling all over ourselves that they want to do it,
Right. We'll
say, put it in the cement, and God bless you, and, you know, we'll waive that fee. But we've done it in a public hearing where the public has heard that we have an opportunity to have this asset given to us, which will benefit the community, and therefore we're waiving the fees. But we collectively, as an elected board, decide to waive that fee for that picnic table. A tree is uniquely different, or a bench, you know, those are things that cost hundreds of dollars, not thousands.
Right.
And I can tell you that the last benches that were put in at Ambrose Park were put in an advance camp, and the boys with the staff dug the holes and put them in and cemented them, and, you know. So I know that they live forever, those benches, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we now have to maintain them.
Right.
Okay. The Boy Scouts just stomped on the concrete long enough to put it in the hole. Okay. And that was all they did. But we developed a responsibility, a cost factor down the road. And so that's my only concern, is that we not, you know, if this tree out here breaks tomorrow because of the wind, okay, we are out the cost of the arborist and the tree people to come out and do whatever it is, okay? That tree has lasted us many, many years, and we've been very, very blessed by its service, okay? A tree that is, you know, a year old, 2 years old, or 3 years old certainly has far more opportunity to come up short, and if I plant, maybe. And so that's my concern, you know, if we say that they have to replace it, well, when's that replacement last? I mean, if the wind broke the tree in half, it sounds like to me that tomorrow you're calling them and saying the tree broke in half. We need another tree.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the reason for the fee, is it is one and done.
Right.
Your darn tree breaks, then, you know, we're up to, if we want the tree replaced,
right,
we're going to have to go fix it.
So just to clarify what the board is saying, are you contemplating a fee above and beyond just the installation and the purchase of the tree or bench or plaque? So if you anticipated that the district is obligated to care for that for a period of 5 years, then what we would base the fee on is what we would anticipate may cost, be the cost of maintenance over that 5 year period.
Right.
And so a tree can conceivably cost somebody $100 plus the stuff that puts in through their couple hundred bucks to try to put that in the park.
Exactly.
And then you would be charging an additional fee for the maintenance, the potential maintenance,
right,
of that. So a fee, it'd be
so let's just say an example that it was $500 for the tree, and that was the difference between the cost of the tree and the installation and the district fee for $500. Okay. Well, $500 and the death of someone that you care about,
yeah, okay,
is definitely, I mean, it costs more net for the plates and saucers for the after funeral thing, you know?
Right, right.
So it's, but we're made whole so that the staff in the future doesn't have to be, you know, this tree caused whatever problem and therefore now we're out all this time and money. It's going to grow and we want it to be this bigger, but it's going to do that with roots, which are then going to go into pipes, which are then going to break and cause us another headache, okay? If we recovered some remuneration in the front end, that then that asset now has already been forward paid.
Right.
For its, does that?
I understand completely.
Okay.
Yes.
I know. My thought at the time was with the East Bay Regional Park District idea. I mean, thought that I was considering was that fee really was more of a donation, because there's no way I could think that it would cost $2,500 over 5 years. To maintain, it's a little tiny plaque, that big, on a bench. You know, that it was my way of saying thank you for all the years I enjoyed my husband in your parklands. You know, I want to give back, this is the way I can do it, and you get to see this plaque. So,
I think you're right. I think that's where the majority of it is. The majority,
right,
of the money is going towards a benevolence,
right,
that I got a good, you know, this person I'm honoring got something good out of your facility that I'm honoring,
right,
and therefore I'm willing to do that.
Right.
I mean, I can tell you that when Collins' tree was built, it put in the ground, it literally was probably a 5 gallon, because it was yay big around. I mean, 2 inches at the most. Okay. The last time I was there a year and a half ago, I had to lay down on the ground to see the top of it.
Wow.
And it's not been that many years, but it's an amazing gift that they've given, and what they're doing is reforesting areas that a former prime minister went in and clear cut forests, and so they lost all this forest land, so they're rebuilding this forest land through these memorial garden type things. I mean, a memorial garden to me, if you go to Highway 4, is well manicured and mowed and swept and all that good stuff. In England, it's the forest being reforested again, so the forest floor has got, you know, overgrowth and all that good stuff. But here we're looking at, you know, at Ambrose or at Anuda or some park, putting a tree in. You know, you live near Lynbrook, so you want to put a tree in Lynbrook. Where exactly are we going to put the tree, and what kind of tree is it going to be? And now if that blows over and it blows into the fence of one of those neighbors, we're going to be at some expense.
Yeah, I never
thought about that. If we pulled some money, and I'm not saying, I said hundreds,
right,
not thousands.
Well, the interesting point is that if you make it too low, then you're saturated. You need to make it, there's a tipping point where people can actually afford it, but
yes,
it has to be a...
It has to be dear.
Right, but
that's,
you see,
right,
what I'm saying? I mean, there has to be some cost, because we are going to have costs. Okay.
That's correct.
And so, I don't want us to be, I don't want to do $8,500 because that's, you know, but it's, you have to think about the community as a whole, and you're saying that my person, whoever it was so important to me that I want X here, Okay, and therefore, there's got to be a cost involved in that, because we, the rest of the taxpayers, have to live with that being there now forever.
And what I can do, and the board wouldn't be bound by it, but I will survey the city of Pittsburgh and Antioch and hopefully Brentwood and find out what their fee is, so we have an idea regionally what's going on. So.
And do you mind when you do that, finding out what they do also, because mine was only the plaque and that was easy because
sure.
it was already benches,
sure.
but as soon as Steve talked about trees and I think about Lynbrook and all the maintenance that needs to be done on those trees now, and all of a sudden
yes.
it brings up
that's
a
right.
whole like,
certainly.
Can of worms, so that would be great.
Right.
Eva, I've been seeing your face.
I just don't like it at all.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
Is it that you're feeling
with? I feel that,
yeah.
I think let's say that I want to, name of my parents or whatever,
right.
I want to put a table. I'm gifting the district a table, and yes, it's going to be upkept and everything, but I gave it. And if the last 2 weeks or 3 months or 5 years, I still gift it. It's just like if I gave you something, you know, that's just a gift. You pay for it. And it's got the memory of my parents. Now, a tree, if you're planting a tree, I see that. If you're planting a baby tree, you know, I can see the cost being higher. But if I want to, let's say we start a project and I want to go ahead and put a memory in one of the trees at Lynbrook already, if it's just a little plaque, then it's very different. We already own the tree. We
that's
already have
right.
the things in the, you know, whatever. If it was to have something happen and become a liability or become an expense, it would have been an expense anyways. But now, you know, it's got, and I think that, I mean, at least I do. I see that and it really, I enjoy it. I go, wow, you know, it's pretty. It means something. It has a heart. And so to me, it's like, you know, if I do a tree or a table, but I understand the tree thing, that,
right.
you know, all
that's
that, so it's cool. like years and years and
right.
maintenance and water, whatever.
Right.
But I think that...
Trees and benches even. I mean, you know, or the thing is that if you go to the point of saying you're just going to put in a plaque, okay, if there are no costs involved, I'm going to tell you, we're going to have 18,011 plaques put in every square inch of every place there is, because it's just, do you have a bag of cement from Lowe's, okay? Do you know somebody in, you know, marble work that can do a marble thing? And so I'm not out of any money, but the district now has all these, you know, monuments to everybody and their fourth cousin, which is fine, but now they line the entire property and they've lost value of the aesthetic of the whole park, because every 30 feet there's another memorial for somebody else, because it didn't cost anything. I mean, that's I'm going to be facing it very soon. My parents are in their late 80s. I'm going to be dealing with this in my, you know, and we are talking right now about there's a thing where you put their remains in the bag of the tree, and their dust of their remains feeds the tree seed, the seedling, okay? And that's what they do in England, and like I said, that tree from Colin is gargantuan. And so it is something that I have thought about for my parents, and I'm living here. Of course, I would want to do it in one of my parks, okay? But I wouldn't expect it to be free, and I'll give you that as an example. I'm not just a community member, but I'm an elected board member. If I did that, there could be the implication of gifting community property to me for a gift as an elected official. And that's why if there was a financial thing and it was the same cost to me that it was to him, would matter, because I fill out a form and I give her a check, and as long as she gets the check, the world is fine. Otherwise, it should be a gift of public property, and that would have a horrible mess. But I think it's a great idea in concept to have a memorial situation, and I think the only thing we need to look at is if we do those. I mean, I was going to bring up in the future about doing some kind of a plaque at Ambrose. We have a plaque that needs to be reinstalled
right.
at Ambrose. and that there might be another one that might go like that that we could do. But that would be something that the board would be doing to to honor a group of society, you know, like saying members of the military or whatever, you know, police officers, whatever. But that's a value to everybody in the community, that kind of a monument. I do a monument for my parents because they, you know, kicked the grass at Ambrose once. That is really have any meaning to the community members of Ambrose.
This is a little bit off topic, but not, and I'm not sure if it applies to us, but I just want to put it out there. When Pleasant Hill redid one of their community centers, you could purchase bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they were all in memoriam.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, maybe not.
No, anything, if you
spend right,
the money on the brick.
Yeah, and it was kind of cool because it was affordable. Just about anybody could do it, but they had thousands of bricks they needed to
go to the Boy Scout office in Pleasant Hill,
right.
the walk up from the parking lot is bricks with people's names of...
I mean, I don't know how we'd apply to our park, but it might just be something to keep in the back of our head because this is a community that we're on the lower socioeconomic strata. And so there's a lot of us that might have thought in ourselves, oh, I'd love to do something like that, but I can't imagine I could afford it, and this could be something that we could somehow establish in somewhere in our district.
Right, but you could do that as a patio, even out back where the shade thing is, there's still more room to put bricks. And that brick patio now then could be a memorial patio. But even those bricks, I mean, I think you pay $150, $250 for a brick.
Right.
Okay. So they're not supposed to be inexpensive.
Right.
You know, and then the thing is if your brick breaks, you're out of luck because we're not replacing it.
Right.
Okay. So we tell you up front, we'll take your brick and we're going to put it in, but we're done maintaining it 30 seconds after we swept it off.
Right.
Because it's a brick.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tree, you know. And that's my concern. We already had the plaque at Ambrose vandalized, okay? There's costs involved. There's emotional wear and tear of the fact that that amazing monument, it got damaged, okay? So that's my concern about not doing, you know, for doing it gratis and saying...
So do we want to go ahead and get some more information and bring it back when May and Luke are here?
I think that would be great.
I think that everything, you know, Steve's said, it's,
makes,
you know,
a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And what you just said now is also, it's just our community is not one to be able to, you know, come out with $5,000 to do anything,
right.
And it starts to feel like, well, only the people that have money get to do these things, and that's my thing. It's like, yes, I like a tree, and how come he gets to do a tree and I get a brick, you know?
Right.
That's the ugly that I feel.
I totally agree.
But I see your point. Yeah. So let's bring it back.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jim. All right, thank you, board members. We are now on 9E. Consider selecting two board members to serve on the budget committee. I feel like we just did this.
We do it annually, and it can be the same members. It's not necessarily required that
we
change.
Steve and I
it's
are the committee. So can we nominate us, or do you want to...
I'd like to nominate Eva and Steve to continue as serving on the budget committee.
Steve's
this
seconding.
This is awful. I second the motion.
Okay. Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Hoagland.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye. Okay. That was pretty cute. All right, public hearing, there is none. Closed session, there is none. Committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Each board member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments. Mr. Steve Hoagland, let's see.
Happy New Year's, everyone. And I am excited for the things that have gone on last year and will go on this coming year. I thank our new chairwoman. She'll be amazing. And the district has come leaps and bounds. We still got leaps and bounds to go. But I think that under our general manager and our staff that we're being guided in the right direction. And that makes all the difference in the world. So thank you, Mr. General Manager. And Mary Jane, I got your name right.
That was pretty cute.
Yeah. That was cute.
It was close. It was
Maria.
It was a woman's
Jane.
Name.
Maria.
Maria, will you chair Mary Jane? Not sure of your title, your new title.
Senior accountant.
All right. To us, you are a jewel, and so thank you very much. And
thank
you'll get your farm situation gets better quickly. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Exactly. Thank you. Steve.
Happy New Year. I think it's going to be a good year. We have a pool. Looks good on selling the property, so hopefully it continues this way. I got a little Christmas card from Judy Dawson, and you know, it kind of talks about the 2 acres of her. Did you get one too?
Yeah.
But it looks like one of her daughters is kind of living with her until they find another place for her to live. What is it?
Katie.
Yeah, Katie. But she's doing good and she misses all of us. And that's it.
Well, I echo my fellow board members and a happy New Year to us. And also, what a great job our staff does. And I did notice the floors. Super shiny, and just thank you for always being so available and gracious and generous with your time. I really appreciate it. Is that it? No sign language, people. No. All right, so do I have a motion?
How do we do that now?
You do. You make a motion.
I know, that's...
I move that we adjourn this meeting.
I second it.
Was it without me here? How do we do it?
That's my
point.
I
don't know.
I'm confused.
Consensus is adjourned. Okay.
You two girls have done it for so long that it's like...
Wait.
The month that you guys weren't here.